This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
The New York Times calls him the most influential cartoonist now working. He occupies a unique position among today's editorial cartoonists, widely considered the dean of the profession. He is one of the sharpest, most daring practitioners working today. Winner of the Pulitzer Prize, it is indeed an honor to welcome live to this studio, Patrick Oliphant. How are you, sir?
Hi, Coy.
I'm glad you're here. That's it's really nice of you to come by.
I'm pleased I'm here, too. It's a beautiful place, isn't it?
Have you ever been to Central Virginia?
Years ago, I was down here, but I've lost my memory or something. I'm getting old now. It's just a beautiful, beautiful place to be.
Yeah, it's a great little corner of the world. Jefferson called it the Eden of the United States. And we love it, yeah. Hope you enjoy your visit.
I'm from Santa Fe. We'll sort of go in friendly competition.
Yeah. Another little beautiful corner of the world. Yeah. Where are you from originally?
Australia. Adelaide, Australia.
And forgive my ignorance. Where is that in Australia?
There's a lot of people ask that.
I know where Alice Springs is on the map.
Well, it's right south of Alice Springs.
Oh, it is, really?
Yeah, south.
So if you're looking at Australia, it's towards the middle then.
In the middle of the southern coastline, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, it's an old colonial city. Pleasant enough place to be, but not enough happens there. That's why I came here.
We want to let folks know before we go any further that you will be speaking here in Charlottesville tomorrow evening at 5:30 at the Miller Center of Public Affairs on Old Ivy Road. Plenty of seating, but get there early, folks, and get a good seat. That event is free and open to the public. And also the following evening, Friday night, also at 5:30, you'll be speaking at the Special Collections Library at the University of Virginia. Again, free, open to the public. And we only would encourage you, dear listener, to get there a little early if you want a good seat, because I imagine that you'll have some big crowds come in to want to meet you.
They really
you
work here, this place. I think you've got to do the dean's tea, I suppose, and the ladies' auxiliary, and God knows what else.
Absolutely. We've got to get you on the rounds to make sure you meet all the right people.
Right.
Can you begin just by telling us a little bit about how you got into the work that you do? Did you always doodle as a kid? When did you realize, hey, I can do this?
I'm still asking myself that, but I've always drawn one way or another, and then I, not knowing what to do with myself, joined a newspaper when I was young, and became a press artist. After being a copy boy, they used to call them copy boys. Now they call them copy aides or probably associates.
Right, right.
Whatever is correct. Anyway, from then I became a press artist, which drawing maps and things like that. And I'd been drawing around the place, and they sort of noticed me and made me the cartoonist of the paper. And then that was 10 years of struggle of trying to educate editors how to treat a cartoonist. And then I came to the United States in 1964 because there wasn't, like I said, there wasn't enough happening there, and everything was going on in this country.
Yeah, well, you and the Beatles, 1964,
that's
I guess.
Right, yeah, yeah. I thought the crowds were for me, but...
So what was it like when you come to America in 1964?
Well,
it
was the Johnson-Goldwater campaign, and... you're too young to remember that, but I remember it, and it was astounding. Everything was happening: the civil rights, Vietnam, everything was heating up.
Yeah,
and it was a place to be in those years.
We're talking with Pulitzer Prize-winning political cartoonist Patrick Oliphant. He's in Charlottesville on a visit, and there's also an exhibit of some of your work at the University of Virginia Art Museum.
That's important to mention.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's why I'm here.
Yes, absolutely.
Open that.
We want to encourage folks to stop by there. The exhibit is ongoing, and you can stop by any time over there on Rugby Road. The University of Virginia Art Museum, a lot of your work on display there.
And the book there is the catalog of the museum, of the show.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. And, so you can get all that
and it's called Leadership, Ha Ha. It's meant in full irony.
Yeah.
It's about the Bush years. Yeah.
Tell us about the process of your work. I'm curious, if you can, just sort of take us there on a regular work day. Do you start drawing, or do you start reading the newspaper, or do you start... what's a day like for you when you're working?
Well, it goes on all day. It's one of those things where you're picking up for the next day what you're going to do while you're drawing this one. You're thinking about that one. I usually try to start early at 6 in the morning. And I have a false deadline in my head that I've got to get this done by noon. I don't know why, but it happens less and less. But I go to the drawing board at about, I read the papers and then go to the drawing board about 9 o'clock. And quite often it happens that I get it done by noon.
Yeah, yeah.
And
when you say you read the papers, what papers do you read?
New York Times mainly, and Wall Street Journal. What else, Susan? I've forgotten. Anyway, and pick up the stuff off the web.
Yeah, yeah. And, so you do you do get a lot off the internet as well.
Well, you have to. Yeah. Unfortunately, that's where we're going.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a bit of a traditionalist about newspapers, but you can see what's happening.
Right. We're talking with Pulitzer Prize-winning political cartoonist Patrick Oliphant. He's visiting Charlottesville. His work is on display at the University of Virginia Art Museum, and he'll be speaking tomorrow night at the Miller Center of Public Affairs at 5:30, and also at the Special Collections Library Friday evening at 5:30 as well. Both events are free and open to the public. We would just encourage you to get there a little early so you can get a good seat. You have been a keen, perhaps acerbic, some might say, observer of the American political scene for decades now.
Mm-hmm.
Reflect, if you can, with some context, on these last 8 years in America and the two Bush administrations. Countless cartoons, you've managed to do that through your cartoons, I'm sure, but... if you can, just sort of take a moment to give us your thoughts about what we've been through and what it might mean to our country and the world.
Well, we've just been through the Nixon years again, but worse. I enjoyed the Nixon years because there were so many villains, and cartoonists need villains. And I've had so many villains in this last 8 years that it's just, I hate to lose them. I do. I mean, it's not. You have to figure that what's good for the country is not good for me, and vice versa. And I don't mean to be, don't really mean it that way. But
yeah, yeah.
But it's a. Yeah, it's a dichotomous thing. It's really tearing away my whole substructure there and giving me this guy I might like. And I've never liked a president. I mean, I'm not. That's not my business. What am I going to do? You tell me.
So you like, so far, you know, just well, not so even far. One full day of this new administration, but so far you like what you've seen of President Obama.
Absolutely, but of course the country needs to hope about something. And we're on a low ebb at the moment, and we really got to hope this works. And I've got to hope that there's something I can draw in there.
And of course, we saw your cartoon today. We're talking with political cartoonist Patrick Oliphant. Was this the one that ran today of the inauguration?
I don't know. Can I see?
Yeah, with...
Let me see on your...
It's with the inauguration. It shows.
Yeah.
It shows President Obama with his hand on the Bible, and he's got a cigarette in his hand. And he's
trying to give it up.
He's saying, I need a light. Yeah, he is a smoker. Not many people may know that, but he is.
He's really
he's a smoker.
To give it up. Can you imagine going through this thing?
I sort of feel like, hey, don't quit now. Somebody give the guy a light, you know?
Well, yeah, right. Well, this is the time you should give it up when you're under tension like that.
Yeah.
That's what I did.
Patrick Oliphant, his work is on display at the University of Virginia Art Museum. Also on display there at the same time is the work of Honoré Daumier? Is that how I pronounce it?
Daumier.
Daumier.
Yeah.
Tell us who that is
French
and the relationship between his work and yours.
Oh, I've just admired him all my life because of the quality of the drawing. People don't pay attention enough to these days to drawing and what it can accomplish when it's done properly. And he was a French cartoonist in the 1850s, thereabouts. And went to jail for all sorts of transgressions and a fellow you got to admire. They didn't know about political correctness in those days, and off you go to jail. So there was so much to admire about the guy and the beautiful work he did, which are all lithographs. They're not drawings. They're done on stone. He did
wow
every day. He draws a stone and then they'd make it. There are no originals there for it. It was all on the stone and these just circulate broadly today. They're still just as current as they were then.
Yeah,
yeah.
We're talking with political cartoonist Patrick Oliphant. I'm wondering, how do you draw? Do you draw with a pencil or a pen?
Pen and ink. Yeah.
Pen and ink drawings on just
on paper.
Just a regular piece of like printer paper, or
yeah, just a regular good paper.
And,
yeah. It's a primitive way of working, I believe. That's what I do.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't draw on a computer because it always looks like it was drawn on a computer. But
good point. Yeah. The world of the political cartoonist traditionally has been sort of wrapped up in the world of the newspaper, and that world is really falling apart around us.
Starting to fade.
You know, we're seeing major big companies now. Get rid of their publications and just go online.
Absolutely.
It's an incredible period of transition for us.
Yeah.
What does that mean for the world of the political cartoonist?
Quite a lot. But it means a different way of working. I work the same way, but as I always did, but when you think of the audience is huge compared with newspapers. And so we're waiting to see where this goes. We don't really know.
But don't really know yet.
No. It won't be animation, I think, because that's too labor intensive and so on. It's got to be irregular. I'd like to see it drawn under camera, because people love to see people draw.
Yeah. And we should point out that I believe in both of your talks over the next couple of days here in Charlottesville, you will actually be drawing as you're talking and answering questions.
Right.
And,
yeah.
And people can see that.
Yeah, it's fun to do, to feel in touch with an audience, and then I was supposed to do a big wall art thing, about 8 feet by 4 feet, performance art, I believe. And we did that down in Savannah, when we opened the show, first of all, and then we went to Michigan, did it there again. So I'll see if I can still draw. We'll see.
I'm sure you can. His work is in magazines and newspapers around the world. Pulitzer Prize-winning political cartoonist, the dean of the profession, Patrick Oliphant.
What's a dean have to do? Is there a responsibility with that?
You know what it means, Pat? It means you're the man.
The man.
That's what it means.
I'm the POTUS.
He's in Charlottesville on a visit. He'll be at the Miller Center tomorrow night at 5:30 and at the University of Virginia Special Collections Library Friday evening at 5:30 as well. Both events free and open to the public. You're not going to want to miss this, folks. A wonderful opportunity to meet and talk with an amazingly talented man here in Charlottesville, Patrick Oliphant. It's been an honor to meet you. Thank you for coming in.
It's lovely to meet you, Coy, and lovely to be here. And we'll see all these folks tomorrow. And
absolutely.
The next day.
Absolutely. A quick break. This is Charlottesville Right Now.
This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.